Previously on Derpy Show.
What? What's the chopper idea?
It's not a chopper.
It's the chopter.
It's the chopter.
Jackass.
It's the Derpy Show news chopper.
Chopter. I like this.
God.
Swat.
No.
No. Okay.
It's Channing in the chopter. It's DJ Snorlax's chopter song.
Derpy Show.
You guys want to review an old school game?
Derpy Show.
Well, if they haven't figured out what we're going to be doing.
The last 3 minutes is pretty
relaxing.
Three minutes? We've been fucking trying to get that take done for 10.
Derpy Show.
Josh, can we be racist?
Can we be racist? Can we be racist?
Ask him if we're allowed to be racist.
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 I don't know, can you?
It's a yes.
They don't want to steal your thunder.
Zing!
Oh, man. That's a good outtake.
Derpy Show.
And he does a bunch of other stuff, too. Like, Neil Gaiman's married to Amanda Palmer.
Oh, Amanda Palmer.
There you
go, man. Of course. What the fuck are you talking about?
Never mind.
Amanda Palmer's really important to people on the internet, don't you
know?
Yeah,
dude.
Amanda Palmer. Who palmed her? Which man?
I don't know.
Palmer? Hardly know her.
Derpy Show.
What's the name of the show?
It's Derpy Show.
Derpy Show?
Derpy Show!
Welcome to Derpy Show. I'm Boar.
This is Chance Sterling, aka DJ Snorlax.
I'm DJ Neo Phallus, and this motherfucker next to me is...
I am Anonymous.
This is DJ Snorlax.
No.
And the Boar.
No.
Derpy Show.
Anyway, you may remember us from a radio show called Serious Business.
But more than likely, you never heard of that, and this is your first experience with us. Isn't it awesome?
Well, yeah, just hope you guys enjoy the new format. Hopefully we'll enjoy it too if we don't rage on each other.
No, you're
that's
probably
the point
it.
Of this show.
Is that point? All right.
It's for us to rage on each other.
For those who have never listened to Serious Business, maybe we can give them a little rundown of what they can expect.
But anyways, but yeah, the format is pretty much just anything and everything, nerdy, geeky, and we just kind of bring to the table just different things. I figure like we could do different segments. I would say, like, not comedy sketches, but mostly just, just little articles that pop up on the internet.
This isn't be organized enough
this
to do
isn't
a comedy
to speculate.
Sketch.
No, our comedy is improvisation.
We're not speculating.
I guess at some time we might do a comedy sketch.
But hey, no, just the format, it seems to be, it's going to be changing, unless you guys have something to do every damn week that's going to be on the team.
Anyways, overall, the theme of our show is to not for you to learn anything.
For us to derp as hard as possible.
We don't want to inform you. We don't want to enrich your lives. We're just here to derp.
And give you opinionated reviews. Angry opinionated views of people, objects, events.
Hopefully you can walk away with a chuckle.
I hope. After that instance of us doing the intro. Yeah.
Is referencing things that probably won't make it on to the show a good thing to do?
No.
Maybe not.
No.
Derpy Show.
This is the official Derpy Show Twitter track crap.
Is there a jingle for that? Like,
Derpy Show, Twitter track crap.
Derpy Show. I like that.
Can we get that?
Can we get someone to record that for us?
Derpy Show. I think we just did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that works.
I think it needs more wub wub, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Wub wub.
All right.
Wub,
somebody break it down
wub,
with the
wub,
wubs.
Wub 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 wub.
Derpy Show! Twitter track!
I don't know what the fuck I said the first time.
Twitter track crap! God. Anyway, this is a segment we like to call What Are People Bitching About on the Internet? And since it'll probably take forever for this to be recorded, this will be very old news.
So anyway, Chan Sterling, folk singer, DJ Snorlax, what are people bitching about on the internet?
Well, Has everyone heard of it? Instagram? If you're a hipster, that answer is yes.
So who's complaining exactly? Is it like...
Okay, in particular, it's iPhone users who think that Android users should not be allowed to have the app. Despite the fact that the app had more than 1 million downloads on the first day, and that was matched on the next 2 days.
Why? Is it just they just want to be exclusive? Kind of like
because they're hipsters, man.
It used to be an Apple-only thing. Like, it used to be iPhone-only, so they feel like they're entitled to have this thing that's special, that's just for them.
Okay.
But now, there's a Tumblr called InstaWa.
Hey, wait. The iPhone users can keep Instagram when the PC users can keep video games. How about that?
Yeah?
Yeah. Because since video games weren't a Mac thing, and were just added...
You know what? That's fair. I'll give you that.
All right.
Okay.
But shut up, fucking hipsters. I hate you.
But no, here's the craziest part. People are so idiots. They're, like, posting on Twitter, and there's people who are Android fans, or just, you know, people who like to stir the pot, collecting all these tweets and posting them so people will fucking flame them.
Nice.
And here you can see what some people say, like MPHD Music. Somehow I missed that Instagram is now out for Android. Now I have to see what poor people eat for dinner.
Whoa.
Despite the fact that all smartphones are about the same price.
Yeah, so that's just like that. I remember one person took all these tweets on Christmas about people bitching about not getting an iPhone for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, wow, really? Poor people?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It was like a bunch of people that were just like, oh, I didn't get a flat screen TV and an iPad.
Fuck you, Dad.
Wow. Not like a lot of 14-year-old girls that said that, too. So angry. So that's basically just exclusivity. What's the word I'm trying to think of here?
Exclusivity?
I guess, is that what? Yeah. Of just the iPhone user?
It's just dumb.
I just think it would only get better if it's just an open market for multi-platforms. I mean, I don't see the problem with that.
It's because, here's the problem. Apple, as a whole, has bred this we're better than everybody else thing.
Right.
And now everyone's realizing that they're not. Right. Because all of their phones are actually not advancing or innovating. They're just doing the same old shit over and over and over again.
Gotcha.
And then all the other people, the independent developers, like Android, open source, they're being creative. There's more of them. Mm. And so now it's not this whole, you know, ooh, we have a genius bar in our Mac store, and we have to have one guy sell you a product, and then another guy walks it out, and another guy wipes your ass while he teaches you how to fucking add contacts to your iPhone.
People really? Steal other people's asses at iPhone stores?
Wipes ass.
Wipes. He said swipe.
He said swipe.
Swipe?
He said swipe.
Well, so they steal your ass. Swipe.
Well, that can't be true, because swipe's not available on iPhone.
Oh, I see what you did there.
That's an application.
I see what you did there. Good job.
Yeah.
Wow. Even my experience going into the iPhone store of my work to get this upgraded for me, it was just incredible. Like, they were trying to sell me a PC or their Mac and tell me, like, oh, it's virus-free. I'm just like,
no. Oh, what about that last one that came out and holy crippled everybody?
Oh, the browser exploit. Oh, God, don't get me started on that. How HTML5 is just going to be, like, a basically, you know, trapdoor to everybody's ass, especially with a computer. Oh, my God.
Right.
It's hilarious. But, I mean, so that kind of just blows my mind. People just really get that bent out of shape. But I guess it's first world problems. And, you know, if you could complain about, you know, my iPhone app is, everybody can use it now. I guess you're really lucky to have it. Very privileged to have it.
Well, Apple products are products for spoiled kids who never really become not spoiled kids.
Well, they use them as like a fashion status symbol, and they don't really care about technology.
I guess, but back in the day when I was working at a TV station, we used Macs, G5s to do video editing because of FCP. That was the only reason why we had it, and that was the only reason why anybody used it, was because of proprietary software on the Macintosh. And now that it's become grandma compatible, goddamn.
So, but how I feel about Apple, I feel like, you know the Willy Wonka meme where he's like, tell it again?
Really?
I feel like it's like...
I love condescending Wonka.
Well, I feel like condescending Wonka says, oh, you spent $2,500 more than me? Tell me how it's better than any computer I could own.
Yeah.
Like,
I have
that's
that
just
conversation
what it is.
With a coworker every friggin' night.
Like, Mac is better than everything else. I'm like, because it's a high-end product. That's like comparing a fucking Rolls Royce to a goddamn El Camino. It's not the same quality type of product.
I really don't see Macs as Rolls Royce.
Well, no, but the equivalent was just that it's
a high-end
product.
We could give them that and just say that some PCs are Lamborghinis, though.
there are some PCs that are Lamborghinis,
yeah.
But like the most people, like I bought my $3,000 MacBook Pro. How's your $300 netbook doing? As good as a $300 netbook should be doing.
Yeah, gets the job done. In this field, you get what you pay for. So.
Yeah, I mean, So I could. And also, if you want to pull up stats, I'm pretty sure you can't get a MacBook with more than what 8 gigs of RAM right now.
Fucking by now.
If that.
Yeah.
I know the laptops can't get more than 4 right now.
They're terrible.
How depressing is that?
You know what's funny? There's a new field of laptops now. It's called desktop replacement. Like notebooks or whatever, laptops. It's not... Laptops are more portable, but these are meant to be, like, semi-portable. Like, they replace your desktop, but they're not quite a laptop, so it's kind of an in-between stage there. And so, yeah, it's kind of just... kind of
like a 17-inch laptop.
Yeah, with a really fucking thick bottom part with, like, a huge-ass fan on there, too. Practically a video card embedded in there, too.
Well, I guess Macs don't need that much RAM considering they don't have any video games to play on them.
Oh, they do a lot of video
editing. Diablo 3 is directly porting to Mac when it releases.
There's that.
Well, also, like...
I go to Steam, and I'm like, I buy games on my PC! And then I go to my MacBook and go, I can play one of them.
I mean, well, most people will, like, use it for, like video editing and, like high-end, like...
No. Most people will use it for Facebook.
That's true.
Yeah. I would say the vast majority of people who have a MacBook use for Facebook.
I mean, one of the greatest like audio tools I ever used was Pro Tools. That's on Macintosh.
I know what Steven's saying, and a lot of times I've heard like colleges will specifically tell you while you're being educated that you need Macintosh to be able to like edit a picture. Or something like that, and they'll be like, "You have to have a Mac in order to use Photoshop properly." And
I learned how to use Photoshop on Windows, and I love it.
I used GIMP.
It's just total bullshit.
I learned to use GIMP on Ubuntu. So
Derpy Show.
Oh, so here's something that's kind of interesting in the geek world. So, Wizards of the Coast, the company that makes Magic: The Gathering and Dungeons and Dragons, they were hiring different consultants to assist them with the next upcoming version of Dungeons and Dragons. One of these consultants is also a porn journalist. So people started going nuts that this guy was working with them. So I don't understand. I thought that nerds who like D&D with the girls in skimpy bikinis made of chainmail would dig a porn consultant helping out with D&D.
Why are the people who know everything there is to know about D&D and have made it forever hiring outside consultants who have no idea...
They want to take D&D into the realm of the WoW player.
And no, they already did that.
Well, 4.0,
In 4.0, it was very, very much like a massive multiplayer online game. What they want to do is there is what they call the Edition Wars. There's been several different editions of it, like different versions of the same game. Mm-hmm. But they've been different each time in different ways.
Different,
and people who say like the second version, 2.0... hate 4.0, or some people that like 4.0 hate 3.0.
Yeah,
3.0, and so there are these all these
hate each other.
So there's all these factions that have broken out.
So wait, they're trying to just like make one
that will try its best to make everyone happy.
That's never gonna work.
No, so the worry is that it's going to make no one happy.
Well, you have your complex players, and you have your hack and slash munchkins. And the term munchkin is basically somebody who min maxes certain stats and just wants to fucking fight all the time. And those people, like, you know, they clash heads with the people who are like fucking crazy with the statistics and all the intricate little rules that you could do for certain things. It gives them advantages and stuff. It really makes a game just come to a standstill. I don't know how many times I play with like a guy who's a munchkin, a dude who's an RPer, and a dude who's just like a crazy ass statistician that's just all like, oh, I gotta do this and blah 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 blah, just and fucking roll your dice and shoot the arrow.
Right. Sometimes that can be interesting though, when you get conflicting player characters.
They don't even RP it out.
It's good if you have different characters and different playstyles, but it's bad if you have different people who have different ideas of how to play the game, because then people stop having fun and start being mean to each other.
Get bored.
Well, who gives a shit, because it's the DM's call.
It's true.
Anyway, as the resident gaming hipster, I would say, fuck D&D, go play the independent games like Apocalypse World by Vincent Baker.
World of Darkness?
No, that's fucked up. I'll go on the record and say World of Darkness and all White Wolf games are effed up.
Okay, all right, I'll just put it right there. I'm a huge fan of World of Darkness and Masquerade. Even though the system's broken as fuck, I love Mage of the Ascension, the whole mythology.
So you know, all the people...
Why is Masquerade fucked up?
Why is it fucked up?
It's a broken system. It's insane.
Outside of gameplay, they are... Okay, so you have
Are you done with the RPers or the tabletops?
The LARPers.
Oh, God. Okay,
the,
wait.
The World Darkness LARPers, all right?
That's me. I was really heavy into the
LARPers. So you have music fans, right? Then you have the generic music fan. And then you have parrot heads. And then you have nerds. You have generic nerds. And then you have furries. And then you have LARPers. And then you have World of Darkness LARPers.
They're like the lower echelon of nerd hell.
Like, if you go to nerd hell, they're the ones trying to fuck you in a back alley.
Yeah. Goth.
In guyliner.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, there were some...
guyliner?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. There were some
is
good...
Is that eyeliner for guys?
Well, yeah. That's like when the big dude breaks into his sister... Like, this big fat guy breaks into his sister's, like... makeup cabinet and steals some eyeliner and crumbly puts it on.
It's
and
like
then,
the black
and
metal
applies
guys.
More shit
yeah.
and then starts to cry so he looks like the Crow.
Yeah. yeah.
But the Crow wasn't
victims,
even cool when it came out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I just felt like that was a term that needed to be defined.
That makes
like
sense. But no, here's the thing. Once again, not everybody in that whole realm is as bad. I've played with people that were, I guess, in touch with reality enough to understand that it was a game. And they just like the whole the mythos of the game. Because I absolutely love the whole tie in the mythos of all the different like books. The vampires, werewolves, and the mages and stuff like that. It was really fun. But a lot of the thing that got me out of playing that, even the tabletop, were the players. The fucked up people that would basically go to RP or like LARP at like places and be in character so much that they would go to these events and like sleep with other people and like basically cheat on their girlfriend and say, oh, we were just in character. I'm like, whoa. That's a realm of fucked up. And there's some people that take these things personally. Like, if you end a character,
well,
you get something fun. But it's just, I guess they get lost in the roleplay itself.
Or, I mean...
They're just making excuses.
Well, they make excuses too,
there's
yeah.
also, like, you hear stories about, like, happily normal family married person, you know, goes away for a weekend to a pony play convention and has sex with, you know...
Okay. Pony play.
Pony play.
Like,
I think I want you to define pony play for us.
It's like imagine what pony play could be in a sexual term.
Is that when they put the girls in the hooves?
Well, they basically one person is just based role playing a horse. They have a thing in their butt that's like a horse tail, and they usually
like a
have
tail,
a
butt plug,
a bridle. Well, it's not it's a butt plug with a
it's
horse
a
tail.
Weird S&M yeah. thing. I got you, though. I got you. Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
yeah so one
that's
person
basically
is,
what I just said.
Yeah.
One person is a horse, and then the other person is like the rider or the breeder.
So it's
or whatever.
A type of role play, a fantasy role play.
Yeah, but it's like it's a thing that is not acceptable in the normal world, and they need to fulfill their sexual fantasies and their things. Somehow, so they do that. And I could kind of see these, you know, vampire players going to do the same thing because their significant others might not want to have them suck their blood.
But
you know what I'm saying?
Like with anything, you get so caught up and like just carried away with the whole role play that I've just seen. I've been to events like in like New Orleans and like Tampa where it's like a weekend long event. And oh, yeah, some of these people, I don't know if it's dedication to the character or just, I don't know, it's a fine gray line that you could just flip-flop between and just really, whew, when you stop becoming the character and lose yourself.
Like so many other things, though, I feel like human willpower is capable of being extremely strong and those people are just being idiots. Like,
it's true. Losing track of himself?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that system is broken as hell. I agree with you. Even the upgraded new system is still broken as hell.
The one good thing that might come of World of Darkness, they're making a massive multiplayer online game that's going to have
a Mamopager.
Mamopager.
It's a fan-based one in the Masquerade, or is it like a...
It's Masquerade. It's all vampires.
Gangster.
And it's all permadeath.
Oh, nice.
There's going to be very...
No Torpor bullshit.
There will be very few NPCs.
Yeah.
It'll be mostly player-based everything.
Huh.
So the idea is that, and it's all based on actual U.S. cities.
Yeah.
So if you go on the server that's New York, well, there's going to be a lot of people trying to take over New York.
Yeah.
So New York's going to be a fucking deadly area.
It's always been.
But then
the games in Chicago, too, and fucking Mexico is just...
But then you have this guy who's going over to, like, Oregon.
Yeah.
He might start trying to mop up and take out.
Anarchs
everywhere. And how the stronger you are gives you almost NPC powers, like... putting hits on players and things like that.
Cool.
And that's the idea. But nice. I don't know if I'm going to dig...
I don't know. Well, isn't the game still heavily in development?
Heavily
like,
in development.
It's like 4 years out, maybe 3 years or something
probably
like that?
Probably three.
What are we Russian made? There's a World of Darkness Momopiger coming out. I don't know if it's like, is it Russian or is it?
There's one. I don't think it's. There's one that's European, but it's legit. It's from White Wolf.
I was wondering who. Oh, is it White Wolf sanctioned with their old system? Because I remember they were not licensing out the old game, the old White Wolf first version Masquerade, to anybody for that. Because they wanted to push the new system to get them to buy those books.
Well, this video game is just based on fluff.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Huh. Crazy. Man, so the
fluff is like a subset of furry, right?
No. Fluff is just the story.
Oh. Yeah.
Fluffers are what you do before the gay porn starts.
Yep.
What I do specifically?
Yes.
Run in horror?
Yeah. I guess that could be it, too. So, back to the main point. They're pissed off because they hired a porn writer?
A porn writer.
Is that his only thing? Because porn writers could be good at other forms of writing, too.
As far as I could gather, he is a gaming gaming journalist.
Yeah.
Who also does porn journalism. Because to me, nerdiness and porn go hand in hand.
Wait, I want to write porn screenplays. Yeah, I feel like that would be fun.
There's heavy sexuality in a lot of nerd culture, and that's the thing. So, I mean, sometimes it's pretty sexist in its own, like, you know, approach, but... So he's a journalist, not a porn director or producer. He's just a journalist.
Oh, maybe he just gets to review porn.
That's damn hard job.
Yeah.
But so that's
Well, I think the cum shot came a few beats too early in the third act. It just did not go together.
I think that cheek slap just did not show the full ripples there. It needs to be taken out.
But I'll tell you, that's Sean Garrity. His dick was absolutely fantastic in that last scene. It was beautiful.
What a fire hose it came out.
Did you see the implants they put in that new chick?
Oh man, I've never seen a Triple H before, but it was gorgeous.
Dirty Sanchez, as I said.
They're really getting back to the basics with tit fucking now.
Getting back to the basics.
Getting back to the orange.
No, you see here, it's an homage. It's an homage to Citizen Bang. See? It's beautiful, it's beautiful.
You don't see enough steamers now these days.
Maybe we should just review porn on this.
Oh my god.
Derpy Show.
Well, we have a fucking 20-minute mandatory conversation about fucking all.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing.
So, we're talking about the derp stuffs.
Derp stuffs.
Here we go.
Got teased.
I'm going to list for you the things that are derpy.
This show.
Fucking Neo Faust. So, there's a guy over here who is apparently the new version of a guy who sold his soul to the devil in order to be a derpy DJ.
Exactly. He gets the fucking Faustus story. Everybody's like, well, you're Neo, like you're the fucking Matrix.
What?
I'm like, no, Neo.
Never heard of Faust?
Faustus. Sold to Mephistopheles for like ultimate knowledge and bullshit, and there's different stories about that.
Is that the guy from Demon Souls?
Sure.
Kind of, yeah, actually.
Yeah, kind of.
There are a lot of legends based on him.
Different Faustinian kind of stories.
It was a girl in Demon Souls.
It happens.
Yeah. So basically, Neo Faust
is an awesome game.
Neo Faust means new.
We're talking about literature, you ass.
Yeah.
I'm here to derail the conversation.
Like always.
Did a great job at that. But you did do it with rage, so good job. You did very zen-like.
Fuck you!
It's AJ because of rage.
There
he's
it
the
is.
He's totally the Bill O'Reilly of the group. I keep repeating that. It's true.
If you ever refer to me as the Bill O'Reilly of anything ever again, I will end you.
In this life or the next.
This now.
Fine. And this is exactly the kind of gold that we get from mandatory derping time.
It's true. Such rage and anger. You should harness that. Be a Sith.
I see what you're doing there. You didn't really need to say the last thing you said.
No.
Said so much rage and anger. I knew you were going to say it before you even said it.
Because you could be a Kira.
But listen.
Or you could go with Kaneda.
But listen. Just because you go Renegade doesn't mean the game's going to be any easier.
That's true. You just killed me right off the bat.
Then lost me too.
Yeah, you'll drop some dialogue boxes.
Are we talking about Parasite Eve?
I'm talking about any game where you can choose to be good or evil.
Yeah. Parasite Eve, very good game.
You know, yeah. I was quite amazed by that system, too. I only played through one. I haven't gotten through two yet.
Me either.
Well, I really like it. It's one of the few games that's like an RPG and action at the same time.
One thing, though. I've never actually beaten it. I keep getting to the ship, and I'm like, something happens. Like, my save state or my save file, like, corrupts or something, or... Like, I lose the game, or it breaks. I've literally bought the game four different times.
That's the mitochondria fucking with you.
It is. Fucking mitochondria.
Mitochondria?
Mitochondria.
Yep, mitochondria.
Yeah, it's a part of your cell.
Science.
The energy system of your cells.
And for some reason,
I don't know how it pertains to this video game.
Parasite Eve is all about the mitochondria in your body deciding to spontaneously combust
or become energized.
So they're like turning against us for some fucking reason that I never understood because I never beat the game.
I don't know. It's the writers from fucking Final Fantasy.
It's Japan.
Yeah.
Wouldn't they be turning against themselves by igniting themselves?
Yeah, they're very nihilistic.
Fucking awful. Nothing. Honestly, it's kind of like the Japanese. Japanese have like a wonderful what's the word? Track record of having self-loathing like movies and video games about them hating themselves about becoming so urbanized and stuff like that. So that would be perfect reason for a Parasite Eve. They're turning against their own nature. Nature's attacking them. The whole thing with Tetsuo the Iron Man. Fuck, that the guy just goes insane because, like, you know, urban decay.
Onimusha was a good game.
Well, you see, part of the problem with having the Japanese stuff come over is that it's just such a different culture. Like, I try to watch Hero, and sure, there's sword fights, but I don't understand what the hell's happening. Half the time, the
American
movies...
American TV show or Japanese movie?
Japanese movie.
Okay.
Like, half the time, there's just...
You didn't say heroes.
Yeah, not heroes.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like half the time at the end of the movie, it just starts snowing, and then a woman cries. I don't understand what happens.
It's just, I guess it's just, you know, social norms that they're used to. And they're used to
crying while it snows?
I don't know.
Obviously.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's like how we like to walk away with, like, you know, we like to walk away slowly from an explosion.
Well, you know...
It's the winter of their discontent.
It's like how that one Megatokyo guy, he built his whole career about sad girls in snow.
That's true.
And they weren't even that well drawn.
Is that still popular anymore? I remember Megatokyo was huge as fuck.
It was like a huge... It was like the webcomic that was all webcomics in 1998.
Yeah,
I don't know. It might have been that. That's probably 2003. At least 2000. Right? At least like 2002.
Yeah,
that was pretty.
Homestuck. Which is, does anybody know anything about that?
Homestuck.
I fucking hate everything about Homestuck.
Oh, I just thought it was
being. Why does that exist?
Adventure. Dude, seriously, the last con I went to, it was Hitalia and fucking Homestuck. That thing was just like pretty much 3/4 of the con. All these kids run around dressed up as Homestuck, and I was just like, damn.
Yeah, I had to ask a group of them what the hell they were because I had no idea.
I think there's more to it in the story, but honestly,
you see Homestuck people.
We saw them at a few conventions we went to.
They're in packs.
I think EXPCon there were a bunch of them.
Anybody that has like the like orange horns on and the black hair, those are Homestuck people. Or all the like the
I asked a bunch of the people with the horns. I was like, what the hell are you guys supposed to be?
Do they explain to you? Because some people explain it, and some people have this long diatribe of fast words. I'm just like, is that part of the joke?
I thought Homestuck was just like a website where people make stupid MS Paint
stories?
Pictures.
Wait, it's like stories. They vote for the stories or go through the stories through like a forum post. Like, you know, decide on what happens next. Oh, his arms come off. And then
so it's like the worst Reddit ever.
Yeah, practically.
And people cosplay as a Reddit bastard child?
It's weird. Just look on it, the first series, it shows you.
Like a narwhal wrapped in bacon?
Yes.
Or something?
Well, you know what? You know what I feel I should see even more at conventions? I feel like we need another 19 or 20 dead mosses floating around.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah,
I only see, like, one or two at each convention.
I felt like at Mega, there was, like, seven of them.
Yeah, seriously, go to the raves. And any of the house music a blast
there?
Well,
no, I don't think that there's that there's so many dead mosses. It's just that it's such a noticeable costume that you're going to...
That sticks out so well.
There are so many more of any other, like, random anime characters.
Oh,
yeah. And dead mouse just sticks out.
Do you guys remember the Trigun years? Everyone
cosplayed as Bash and Naruto and still the same thing.
Well, yeah. Naruto was even worse because all you had to do was put on one of those damn $7.99 headbands of I'm a cosplayer.
And now that they added like
about cosplay like it's some elite club where you need to actually make an effort to be in it.
Well,
no, it was
just fucking terrible, awkward kids dressing in stupid shit and
dude, he's I forget stupid. You're so critical of that shit.
Yeah. I fucking hate dude, I can't stand anime cons.
The great hatred of the anime cons.
I can't deal with it.
Just can't do it.
That level of there's socially awkward and then there's just
dude.
That.
So wait.
The D&D con, man.
No. Here's the thing. A lot of the D&D people, you gotta LARP, and you actually have to be able to be eloquent and act and talk. So usually they sneak into real society.
Some of them do.
The anime kids,
they always leave their basement until
super kawaii des.
This one or two times a year, they leave their basement and they have sex with each other.
You gotta understand.
And they fucking
now it's a Florida scene. It's like once every goddamn month.
It is a disgusting.
So they're going weekend, out. It seems more. Like yeah, seriously, they're going. But no, apparently it's worse in California.
Wait,
if you think it's bad here? It's absolutely worse.
Wait. So there's a con every month and there's attendance.
Yeah.
Why don't we just make an anime club? Like a bar.
There's two and three. Oh, Geeky's
It's not like an anime club though. It's a comic book club.
Well, that Propeller Anime does stuff at that sushi place.
You can't make a club because
They're all 17.
Well, that and they don't like leaving their house.
Wait, scratch that. No,
for things like that.
You gotta understand. There's a lot more sociable anime nerds now than what your hatred for. Go to the raves. They're like just filled with.
Trust me,
the raves are the worst part.
But that is just causing these people to become more sociable and get out more.
No,
anime things.
So you're telling me you get sociable at a rave? The last time I was at a rave was a bunch of people going and bumping into each other before they vomited and passed out. Like, that's sociable.
And then they go to their hotel room and have sex with each other.
Sorry, I peaked the microphone.
It's alright, but I've DJed a few of these cons and these raves and stuff like that. It becomes it's changing. There's a difference in like. I don't know, they bring up more social stuff. Wrap it up, Steve,
So you're a DJ at these cons. Is that kind of like in the land of the blind, the man with one eye is king? You're like the lord of the
nerds. No, seriously, people think I'm amazing because I just sit there and just fuck around with a chaos pad. But anyways, anime nerds. You have a weird disdain, and not everybody's the same in the anime scene.
No,
but you're just,
they are.
It's funny, it's
they
very
are.
Funny. I'm in this scene. Do you hate me?
You're pretty fucking awkward.
Give me that.
I don't know. The first time I shook your hand, it was very damp.
So, I was so sweaty. My bobs.
No, Steven, you are like the very, very.
Oh no! Is this a little bit? Is this
the tippy top of what I can handle of anime kids? You're not. Like an idiot. Quiet.
You are the 1%.
I'm the 1% of anime kids. Seriously, we're all not that same. I could just guarantee that to you.
You are the Mitt Romney of anime kids.
Oh, boy, oh,
what?
Boy, oh, what?
I understand that, Chris.
Yeah. He's the 1%. He's
oh, I'm rich. Okay. I'm mature.
You're very bland.
I don't go into the whole, like, superiority of the
I thought you were trying to tell me he was a douchebag by comparing him to Mitt Romney.
Actually, I don't know a whole lot about the real Mitt Romney. I know a whole lot about Saturday Night Live's Mitt Romney.
That's okay, because that's... You should base your political ideas
off. Watch Saturday Night Live?
It is surprisingly funny this season.
Yeah. I hear that every year, and then I watch like two or three episodes, and I'm like, this is fucking awful, that person was wrong, and then I stop talking to that person. Do you want to be that person, Channing? Channing just farted. In Rob's direction.
Yeah, those the microphones are sensitive enough to pick that up.
Oh, really?
Yes! Yeah. And you're fucking swaxed to the back of the fucking couch, dog.
Why didn't you fart in my direction?
Well, then I would have, like, shift my entire body, and you understand lazy.
Yeah.
I guess that one, shall we start rolling on with this ish?
Is ish short for issue, or is that just, like, your weird slang term for shit?
Or is this some stupid Japanese...
It's... What? Sorry, it's this... No, I don't... I can't know what to do with that.
You gotta be witty. Yeah.
Is it related to SMH, that smack my head bullshit?
I don't know.
Or YOLO?
That's what that means?
I heard it means smack my head. Like, what? That's apparently what it means.
Ish?
What? No, SMH.
SMH. I guess.
Do you know what YOLO?
YOLO
is what all the kids are talking about now.
You only live once,
you
right?
You only live once.
And then
unless you're James Bond, then you only live twice.
Yes, I thought...
I shipped them. I was like, what the fuck do you mean you shipped them? I'm like, oh, I get it now.
Ship means you want them to get together. That's an anime term!
Well, you know what? The fucking kids.
That's a fanfic term.
It's like, yeah.
Wait, what?
Long story.
Have you ever heard of shipping or a shipper? Or that's my favorite ship?
Yeah.
It's short for relationship. It's like if you watch a series.
Wow.
And you're like, I want that character, that means ship.
I ship them, basically.
That's my preferred.
And same with deuces.
And you're questioning why I hate anime kids.
You know what?
Deuces is not just an anime thing.
I know, it's
that's
just
very widespread.
Ubiquitous kind of thing to a lot of the youngsters these days. It's old anime nerds.
You know, in my day, back when the internet was young and you didn't have connections that were of any sort of speed
or available,
you had to go to like the library or the comic book shop and find that guy who knew the guy who would get you VHS copies that
from a Laserdisc. Yeah, from a daisy chain Laserdisc onto like six or seven like VHSs.
And then they would either, if it wasn't subtitled, they would subtitle it themselves. And you never knew if that was the accurate translation or not.
Yes. Fucking basement weeaboos that didn't speak much Japanese.
And that's if you had enough money to pay the guy. Otherwise, you had to go on the internet, read a transcript of the episode, and just look at still images and GIF files.
Well, you could do that also, but also they would have like a, what was it, a call like a VHS exchange where you just ship out VHSs and trade and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. No, this is like early 90s.
I'm not into anime.
Man, this is early 90s. I got into it a little bit after that when they started stocking them at like Blockbuster and like...
When it was Japanimation?
Well, Columbia House had a bunch of that. And
Suncoast.
Like
Suncoast was the place for anime.
Yeah,
Japanimation.
I remember that. I do remember that.
Suncoast, and there was another place. Specs had a lot of
anime. Is Suncoast still a thing?
I don't know if Suncoast
exists. I don't feel like I've seen one for like a while.
Well, I haven't seen Specs in forever.
They closed out, yeah. Derpy Show. List things that you like. Because there's a lot of things that you hate.
Lord of the Rings.
Okay, that's...
You're right, Lord of the Rings.
That is amazing. That is the biggest respect
I've ever... Oh, how do you feel about The Hobbit, then?
Yeah.
What, the new... What are you talking about? The new trailer coming out.
The new movie coming out.
Oh, the new movie. I'm really excited.
I think it looks awesome.
I think they're going to do a really good job. Now, when do you think they're going to end the first movie?
I think the first movie is going to end...
Wait, is this spoilers? Because I haven't read any books.
Oh, have you really never read The Hobbit?
No.
Holy shit.
Oh, wow.
Well, do you know what happens in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Then you know what happens in The Hobbit.
Yeah, leads to that, basically.
I mean...
Spoiler alert.
One time I watched Lord of the Rings.
Spoiler alert, we're going to fuck it up for you.
Yeah, they meet...
Bilbo finds the ring. Oops.
Oops.
I don't know where they're going to split it. I think that it might split... Maybe they get put into barrels. I can't remember. That's pretty far in, though.
That's going to be second movie. I'm pretty sure they're going to split it right after he escapes the cave running from Gollum.
Like, gets the ring. That's it.
Probably.
Gets the ring. That's a good
point.
It'll have the weird, you know, the music that they always do. And
yeah.
And they cut it off, and you're just like...
And you'll be like, damn it!
I gotta wait another year!
Yeah.
Practically.
You know, when I first saw Fellowship of the Ring in theaters, there's some
dude...
Did
it piss you off that Boromir died in the first movie and not the beginning of Two Towers like he does in the book?
Didn't bother me that much, because I understand that that's a better ending than the ending of Fellowship.
Oh, no, I know.
Is Boromir Ned Stark?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Sean Bean can't live in anything.
He can't. Poor guy.
He lived in Silent Hill.
Well, because he's only in 30 seconds of it, and they're going to make another movie.
He's in, like, a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Wait, but they're making another Silent Hill?
I heard something getting produced.
They were making it, but then I don't know if they got the same French director that makes it all fucked up.
I don't know.
They should get Jean-Pierre Jeunet.
Dude, is that the guy that fucks up all the video game movies?
That's Uwe Boll.
Yeah, okay, fuck that guy. Cool.
I'm just saying. Like,
Jean-Pierre Jeunet did Amelie and Alien Resurrection.
Yes.
He's good.
Yes. Yes. Oh, and did he do like City of Lost Children too?
I don't know.
I'm not fucking IMDb, dude.
Sorry, I'm a fucking hipster.
I thought that was Jan Pearson.
City of Lost Children? Yo, what is that one?
He just thrown out
the head thing and the children and the people running away, and it's the dude who played Hellboy, isn't it? Yeah, it's alright.
What?
Is that it? Okay. She knows. She's a movie chick.
Ron Perlman?
Yeah. He played this, like, brutish guy that basically would be the perfect...
Whoa. Wait a minute. Ron Perlman played a brutish guy?
Yeah.
Never.
No, never, right? He'd be a great goon, actually.
Ron Perlman, that's called Anchorman, right?
Wait, you'd be the board star?
yes, that's Anchorman.
Oh, it's Lou Perlman. My bad.
Lou Perlman.
But, yeah, so totally.
Lord of the Rings. I'm not upset. I actually prefer that split.
I do, too. But originally, because I've always been, like, a stupidly large nerd.
You were like, it's different.
It was... Well, I mean...
It has to be.
What pissed me off more was, in the theatrical version, not resolving Sauron at all.
Yeah. Well, then, he just kind of disappeared.
What pissed me off more than that... was that they resolved it in the wrong way in the extended version. I was like, what the fuck? I understand not including the Sharky thing. I get that, like the whole...
Scouring of the Shire.
I mean, that would have been an awesome scene.
But it would have been like an extra fucking 60 days of filming.
It would have been an extra like half hour of movie at least, and that's another ending that didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
I get that, but there's just something about how it ended.
It just didn't sit right.
It didn't at all.
I
do, however, like him falling off of Orthanc and getting impaled on the Turning Wheel thing.
Well, I like that they tried to make it kind of similar with the
game. Yeah.
Like the arrow on Wormtongue and blah, blah, blah. But I almost like it better just not knowing. Like, it kind of like on that point,
yeah, I got over being pissed off until I saw the... extended version, because I was like, well, okay, you know, it would have been a long, you know, long Return of the King, but then they resolved it differently, and like each time I get a little bit pissed off, and then I subside, and then something else happens that makes me more pissed off. But it's okay. I mean, Peter Jackson did the movie amazingly, And everyone, shut the fuck up, Rob.
No, he's more pissed that fucking Neo douche over there is clinking his tea.
I did this, but I was just like, ah. See, I like Lord of the Rings, but just I'm not at as well versed in it as you guys.
Oh, dude,
it's cool.
No, he's serious.
It's cool.
You know what I hate? I always get the two confused. Like one is Sauron.
Sauron.
Yeah. Okay, that's. That's understandable, but you should see all the other names that are similar. Uh-oh. Like Smeagol's.
Yeah,
Smeagol like, killed Deagle to get the ring.
And
Aomer, Eowyn,
Frodo,
you know, Eowyn.
There's way more similar. Like, if you read the Silmarillion.
Oh, the fucking, like.
Oh, it goes nuts.
Isn't that just like a big, like, you know, like.
That's the Bible.
Ancestry.com, basically.
You want to read it? It's up there.
Okay, so it's big Ancestry.com.
It reads like the Bible.
Nice. So begat and begat this and begat this.
No,
and,
not like that. Okay. But, like. Well, there is a cool. I mean, the Silmarillion.
Don't they talk about it in the
Elvish? If you can get through the story, it's fucking amazing. Like, there's. Like, it starts off. Do you know how the world was created? Like, how everything came to be in that whole.
I know universe? It was a bit of a metaphor for some kind of, like, theism.
Spiders.
Spiders?
What? Well, kind of. No. But
so,
no.
Is it like the Hindu the Hindu take to the world being sustained by spiders?
No, okay. What happens is.
Sustained and.
Destroyed? There's a one god. There's a big, you know, one god who kind of creates. A bunch of different deities, seven female, seven male. They're basically like.
What is the sevens in this universe? Yeah, go on.
Yeah, well, cool. I mean, somewhat.
Yeah. There's a numerological sensitivity to seven, but go on, yeah.
Anyway,
I don't know where else seven pops up in
it's
Lord
a prime.
Of the Rings.
It's a prime number. I thought there was seven in the whole seven rings.
There's 21 rings.
But that's a factor of seven.
There's seven dwarves.
Seven times three.
Seven, seven rings of the dwarves, the seven dwarven kings.
Yeah. Yeah. Seven times
but there's
three
nine
is
in
21.
The fellowship, so that's really
and there's nine sense. Men, three elves for the rings.
Yeah.
But those are all prime numbers, too.
Nine is not a prime number.
What is it?
Nine
is
by three.
Fuck off. Go on.
Hobbits have seven meals per day.
That could happen.
Seven. I think 11, actually. I think it's
how
actually
many, how many
no, that's 11
there,
Z's. That's one of seven.
Five Astari.
Five Astari? Okay. Is that what they were called? That race is what they were
mages,
called?
The mages. The Istari.
They're not humans, but they're just kind of like a level. Yeah.
Well, okay.
Kind of
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Go on,
there were seven male gods and seven female gods. And just to go into the
boned.
Istari, those gods had basically lackeys. And Gandalf and Saruman. Not Saruman. Yeah, and Saruman.
Were they kind of like
and Sauron and, you know, the others.
The clerics of
and
them.
Radagast, the only other named Istari.
Yeah.
Were those lesser gods. So Gandalf, Sauron, Saruman are all lesser gods.
Oh, so Sauron is one of the lesser gods?
Yeah, he was good at first.
Oh, I thought he was just a human that just went, "Dark god, give you powers."
No, he's a god.
Okay,
he's
cool.
Basically
cool.
I mean, he's on the same. Well, he's a little bit more powerful than Gandalf and Saruman. You know, hence how he took shit.
We're gonna
over.
Take that fucking spoon away from you.
Seriously.
You know, this is a radio
can
thing.
You.
Like, it's
so
recording.
Cool. It's liveliness.
So he makes those 14 main gods, and this is before anything exists, just blackness. And he makes them out of each part of his, like, psyche, his being, and they're all to make music. He just wants to hear music, and he writes some music, and he makes them play it. But one god, Morgoth, is like, fuck you, I want to play my own music. And basically, the whole, like, Satan figure was created from a rock battle with God. It was like a battle of the bands created evil and good.
Well, that makes sense.
Derpy Show. I love playing a game called Gunstar Heroes, and it's an old Sega Genesis game. And,
I Gunstar Heroes.
Yeah, guys knows this shit.
It's one of the only good games for Genesis.
Yeah, Treasure only made really good games for Genesis. Except Alien Soldier. That was complex.
Well, there's some weird stuff, because you had some interesting games on Genesis, because, like...
And Earthworm Jim.
Earthworm Jim. Well, the Aladdin on SNES was awful.
Yeah.
But the Aladdin on
Genesis was amazing.
Was way
Why?
Better.
Why? Why is that?
It should have been the same game.
It should have been.
Was
it wasn't.
Or differently? I always wondered that, too, because somebody told me the same thing. I mean, but granted, like, Donkey Kong Country was just amazing on SNES with that type of
thing. On the SNES?
Look at the Force Unleashed on the Wii compared to the Force Unleashed on the Xbox or the PS3. It's the same concept.
I mean, I guess.
Well, just but that's differences in hardware. Like, SNES and the Genesis were pretty comparable in hardware.
No.
The SNES had more of a color palette and a better processor, but the Genesis had the same kind of, like, capabilities.
Well, if any justification, why was the Genesis version superior if the SNES was supposedly superior?
I think the port was made for a lower.
I think the SNES was superior. I thought the Genesis was superior to hardware.
I thought CS.
No, Genesis
came out first.
SNES had a faster processor and a better sound palette, while the Genesis had a better kind of just like memory allocation. In other words, a lot of the games just ran cleaner. The Genesis
is what I'm talking about.
The Genesis came out around the same time as SNES.
The Sega Genesis.
SNES?
After.
The
after.
Sega Genesis.
Can you just say Super Nintendo?
SNES was released in North America. SNES.
British people.
Okay. The Sega Genesis, also known as the Mega Drive, was released in North America in 1989.
Yes.
The SNES, as the idiots say...
SNES, you motherfuckers, what the Brits say, too!
...was released in North America...
93?
...between 1990 and 93. The official release date for North America seems to be November...
Like, when was the Sega Master System released, then?
That was 89. That was Sega Master. Genesis was later on.
No, he said the Genesis was released.
The Master System had the little volume control on the side with the little, like, antenna.
I know what the fucking Master System was!
But the Genesis was smaller.
Had a little volume control on the side, too.
No, the Genesis did, too.
The Genesis? Right?
No, the Master System's big and square and dopey looking.
Yeah, that's the Master System.
That's the Master System.
And then there's another one after that that was a little bit more clear-cut, and there's another one after that which is the
Genesis.
You're
just talking about the two different Genesises. Genesis.
You're confused. This is the first Genesis. That's the Genesis that we all know and love.
But no, wait. There's another one after that. There's a different version. There's a different version that was black and gray and was like square-er.
That's the second version of the Genesis.
Yeah, it's the last version.
There's the one you just saw, and then there's this one.
This one?
That one.
That's from 93. It's the same system.
Yeah, it's same system, but they upgraded the RAM, and they had a different sound processor chip. They upgraded the freaking, Texas Instruments.
I don't think they did anything different for that.
Hold on.
It's the same fucking
system.
Please compare, because I know that's what it was, because one of the guys I talked to, Sebastian Tosmack, does MIDI and chiptune music.
There apparently are several different variations of the Sega Mega Drive, which are what we are considering the Genesis, because that's what we had, the PAL, the English language. That's what I think of when I say Genesis. It's that big box with the volume slider, because that's what I had.
I had the one after that. So okay. One from a serial box.
There is the Mega Drive 2, which is the squared little one that you have. Mm-hmm. It had a 6-button controller.
This was in Japan, though. You're reading Japan right now.
Well, I'm looking... Oh, here we go. The Sega Genesis DOS. New square shape, no headphone jack. One custom multi-output for picture and sound. Had a red power LED between them. Genesis logo printed in the area above the cartridge slot. It doesn't seem to give us much difference.
There are your
comparisons.
Now, in 1997, there was a budget version.
Derpy Show.
All right, you're listening to Derpy Show, and we've got a special segment for you. Our own... DJ Snorlax, a.k.a. Chan Sterling. Or is it the other way around? I'm not sure, but we'll ask him because he's live in the chopter hovering over Japan.
Yes, for I am high above the land of the rising sun just now. Yes, we do have news that online game company Nexon could be buying EA.
That's exciting news.
Yes, I've actually flown down and grabbed a random person that looks like they might be wearing a Nexon shirt, and I'm going to ask him just what's going on. Yes, sir, do you know about the Nexon possible purchase?
Oh, we have heard of rumors around here. Bigger news. We big a company here in Japan. We are set up Zynga model for Free-to-Play.
Wait, Free-to-Play? What's
Free-to-Play?
Oh, Free-to-Play. You mean that thing that all the games do once they can't succeed anymore. Oh,
you should let me just interrupt real quick. You should tell him that in America, it's Free-to-Pray here anytime he wants. We have freedom of religion here. Just pass that along. Spread it to the Japanese.
I think, boy, they may have that there as well, but I'll let him know. So, Free-to-Play, huh? So you are an internet firm, an internet game company. So does that mean that you're going to buy EA and absorb all of its awful multiplayer?
Awful multiplayer? No, we make it strong. We put the Japanese work ethic into all games EA will make.
Oh, excellent. Does that mean all of the old EA people responsible for most of their titles will commit harakiri?
For much dishonor that is brought upon the production company, it would be mandate.
Excellent, excellent. And, Borg, can you remember the last time you played an EA game that was fun?
I cannot.
Excellent, excellent. And, have you ever heard of Nexon there, Borg?
Nexon, nope.
Alright, Nexon, so, is this going to lower our gas prices?
No, but it will affect the stock market.
ES stock will have rose at 91 cents, or 6.1%.
Actually, I've got a question if you could pass it along to him.
Sure.
Yeah, ask him if he's going to make EA not suck, because we all hate them over here.
Yes, yes, you do realize that no one in America likes EA as a company. So why did you think this is a good financial purchase?
Oh, but we will make it better, because of Nintendo and the Ninja Team. People like those games.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you for all of your help here and being interviewed inside the chapter. I'm just going to drop you off here.
Domo arigato gozaimasu.
All right, back to you in the studio, boy.
All right, that was DJ Snorlax in the chapter. Of course, we had to relabel it to be the Derpy Show chapter because it used to say Serious Business on the side of it.
That was expensive. It was a big to-do job too.
It was, yeah.
It was spray paint. We paid the guy $500 for spray paint.
Yeah, we thought it was going to be a professional job, but it ended up being basically like a kid with the markers and one can of spray paint.
You just had to pick the, you know, it employs kids that are on the edge of crime.
Yeah, that's
true. In the inner
true.
City. Great job. Great job. Last time we did that. Any case,
you know, next time I'll just go to the inner city, see how that goes.
Oh, that's going to be, man, that's going to be something. But so did you guys get to play Diablo 3 during the beta weekend?
I did.
You
I
did?
I played it all the way through.
All the way through the beta.
So wait. So you're telling me you played the first third of the first chapter, and after that they might unlock the next 20% of the next 75% of the game, and after that they might let you beta test the last third of the third 16th% of the 13th second deck of Hessile.
I'm pretty sure there wasn't that much math involved.
Okay.
But I did get to play all the way through it.
To?
I think I got to like 12.
So you beat the whole... No, you just beat a chapter, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I beat everything that was available in the beta.
So what'd you play as?
I was a sorcerer or wizard, whatever the hell magic class was.
I don't know. What is the magic class?
What is the magic class? Consider you played it.
I just forget what it was called off the top of my head. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it was a wizard.
Is there a necromancer still?
No.
That's the
There's no necromancer, but they do have a witch doctor.
With a path of necromancy, I believe.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, so they're doing... like a trait system, a talent system.
Is it, or is it like, I heard it's rune based. Like you could basically apply certain runes to each spell that kind of changes the whole mechanics of it.
Yeah, you know, when I played it, it was actually in sort of a dummy, like I've never played a game like this mode where it just sort of assigned all the points for you and like.
Oh, did it? I gotcha.
Yeah, it was kind of lame, but I learned that there's an advanced mode and I'm gonna have to play through that next time.
Play through that, or you could just like modify everything. Did you try any of the multiplayer dueling system, or just kind of? Played by yourself.
I played multiplayer co-op. I don't know about this dueling system that you speak of.
Yeah. I want to say that I'm going to need to be a lagromancer, and if not, I'm not playing Diablo 3.
A watermancer?
A what?
A lagromancer.
You manifest lag?
No. That sounds about right for you.
Yeah.
How have you guys never heard the term lag? Did you never play Diablo 2?
No. I know there's a cow level.
A lagromancer? Lagro or lagger?
Lagromancer.
Ooh,
okay, you're necromancer.
A Jägermeister. So I can be down with
so
that.
So you make seasonal microbrews as a sorcerer.
Excellent.
You're a necromancer, and you put all of your skills into the number of skeletons or summoned monsters that you can summon, and then to where you have like 80 fucking skeletons on screen at any given time, and anytime anyone comes near you, it just fucking lags them to shit, and then they die.
It's like throwing smoke grenades in Counter-Strike.
But you could do that back in the day because there were, you know, 56k modems and shit. I don't know how well that'll work today.
I don't know
if I don't know.
Equivalent of that at all.
It's called Dalaran, and it's in World of Warcraft.
I don't know that reference because World of Warcraft sucks. Later!
Derpy Show.
So, I hear that Neofaust, old NF, old... Noggin Fogger over there, he knows about this book series that might get turned into a movie.
How much is a book series? It was a book.
It was one book. I thought it was multiples.
You know, I don't really know so much about that. I just know, I saw the one book, read it up. It's basically Neil Gaiman's take on the whole Jungle Book. It's called the Graveyard Book. And how, you know how like in the Jungle Book, the main character was raised by the animals of the forest and the wolves and stuff like that? In this book, the main character, the kid, is raised by ghosts in a graveyard.
Gotcha.
And he kind of comes into contact with scary mythical creatures and all that jazz, just kind of like how... Was it Baloo? What was his name?
Baloo.
Baloo. How he came into contact with a lot of dangerous animals, too. But anyways, recently,
Disney revealed that it snapped up the rights to Graveyard Book, Gaiman's play on the kind of just the Jungle Book that we just said before. And it's done by the guy named, was it Henry Selick? He did the...
Oh, Tom's brother.
No.
Oh, but he has a mustache though, right?
Yeah, I guess he could. He's pretty hipster. He did The Nightmare Before Christmas, the claymation direction, and also the same for Coraline. Another book Coraline's by Neil Gaiman.
Yeah, yeah. So what you're telling me is that the Disney has decided to not just rehash someone else's work, but rehash someone else's work that's a rehash of someone else's work.
Oh, it's going to be...
So they've, like, rehash-ceptioned this new
show. Yeah, it's going to be a big hit in all Hot Topic. Kids will love it.
Right,
the book that is now in kind of just, like, obscure kind of just, like, you know, parts of bookshelves all throughout, like Barnes & Noble and stuff like that, will become cool with all the mall goth kids now.
And so since Neil Gaiman, he's really cool. Like, he's done a lot of the comic books, like the Sandman series and a bunch of other great stuff.
He's written a bunch of stuff. He's written Doctor Who episodes. He's written...
He has lots of books. The Anansi Boys, Good Omens, stuff like that. But, so Disney bought up his works, bought up this book, and they're going to Disneyfy that. Does that mean there will be more singing than I think he would prefer?
Well, see, you know, I've noticed that Disney has been kind of just leaning on what chances they take and, like, kind of just making it... Like, for instance, the perfect example would be Pirates of the Caribbean. They kind of allowed for a little bit more to go on with that. And I think maybe this will be a chance for them just to kind of, I don't know, branch out. Because obviously Disney's audience is growing older, and they still, I guess, want to latch on to that. And I think Disney's starting to see the whole cash crow demograph of basically
Did
just...
that Japanese guy come back?
Sorry, he kind of just slipped into the window. I don't know where he went. Anyways.
The chopper must have thrown him really far.
He parachuted down, you know? But I think Disney is starting to realize this, especially with the fact that, you know, this demographic of 20-somethings that have this, you know, spending power more than almost like the preteens. Because back maybe like 10 years ago, the preteen range was mostly the cash cow that everybody went after. Now, I guess since that generation's grown up, we have jobs, we have careers, we have...
Hitting the same people.
Yeah, we're hitting all the people that didn't grow up. So because of all of the crazy stuff that happened with the like recession, all this stuff... And all of our parents and the 99%, that generation has been completely broken and are just a bunch of man children. And Disney is going to capitalize on that much in the same way that a bear would capitalize on a small child in the jungle.
It's a very facetious review there. I agree. That makes sense.
Gotcha.
Richard's going down on that. But yeah, so that's I guess the movie.
There's a lot of truth there.
I gotta hit you with some hard truths.
That's hard. That's pretty harsh. I like the truth. It hurts. Good.
Hurts so good.
Yeah, that's I think that's pretty much it for today's show. Just kind of a bit of a first take. Hope we get a little rolling into this.
All right, tune in again. We don't have any sort of a set schedule yet, so TBD is the TBD. Next time that you'll see
one
of
these. TBD.
I want TBD too.
Is that a stud?
No, it's not a stud. It's a sty.
Sty.
It's what they call it now. They don't call them STDs anymore. They're STIs. Because they're infections.
Oh, good. Okay.
They're still sexually transmitted though. Don't worry, you'll still get them through sex.
I still get the gonorrhea. Okay. It's good to know.
If you were gonorrhea, would you make pus? I know I would.
Hey, what's your favorite planet? Mine's the sun. It's like the king of all the planets. Anyways. So yeah, thanks for joining in. And hopefully we didn't deter you away and scare you.
Yes. Next time, I'll talk about Game of Thrones at length.
I'll join you in that because I'm kind of a big Game of Thrones fan now.
Brace yourself. The derping's coming.
Do you ever notice that Ned Stark's kind of like Al Gore? Like he's like the right hand man.
Oh, you saw that picture too?
Shut up! And he keeps bringing up climate change.
Oh, he's talking about like the. God damn it, you're right.
But it's so good, I had to mention it.
Oh my god, that's good.
Oh, you saw that picture too? Fuck you!
That was on Reddit.
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show, presented by Nerdy Show. If you enjoyed what you've heard, support the Nerdy Show Podcast Network by telling a friend, join in on the community forums, or support us with your hard-earned cash and receive exclusive perks. For more episodes of Derpy Show, Nerdy Show, Dungeons and Doritos, and other podcasts, videos, our Minecraft server, and other cool stuff, visit nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. And remember to follow us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter at Nerdy Show to keep up to date on the latest Nerdy Show news.